AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. It's week one of the high school football season. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting live in Bainbridge tonight as we get you set for the opening week of the season. It's the BG Bobcats in a cross-section game here tonight hosting Beaver River, which is up above Old Forge. They are in Section 3. So, Tim, a beautiful night. Great to be here in Bainbridge. Great to have you back on the air with me.
Yeah, thank you, Nate. I'm really excited about this one here. You know, it's just being out here on the field watching a game again and being able to broadcast with you is going to be great.
Yeah, beautiful weather. And, you know, everybody I talked to this week said it's good to have football in the fall again. You know, it was great doing it in the spring. The guys got to get some games in, but this just feels right. I know it feels right to me. How about for you?
Yeah, it definitely feels like the time of season. You know, this is when you play football. This is what it's always been about. And we're getting back to some traditional football here in upstate New York.
It's time for the Butler Auto kickoff show. So thanks for joining us here tonight. Again, we're in Bainbridge. And our kickoff show brought to you by Butler as they feature the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about tonight's matchup, BG and Beaver River. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler. The reason we hear that so much is because we have credit options for all credit types, regardless of your credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. Butler Auto Sales also has the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from on two lots in Sydney. Around 150 cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. Most makes and models are available too.
Finally, I'm approved for a car loan. Now I can get the car I really want.
So if you don't think you can get financed, think again and visit Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza or apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. We're live in Bainbridge tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Remember, you can listen anytime online, courtesy of SFCU, right at WCDOsports.com. Again, it's our Butler Auto kickoff show. At Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. And they wish the staff at Butler wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. So, Tim, you know, we're both real good friends with Israel Lormer, the coach here of BG. I know he's super excited to have this BG team. They were young last year. They took some lumps at times. I don't think anybody would disagree with that, but they have worked very hard in the offseason, and they're ready to rumble here tonight. And, you know, Israel puts in time. His whole staff puts in the time. I'm excited to see what they're going to bring tonight.
Yeah, I think we are going to be in for a treat here tonight, Nate, because I'll tell you what, if there's one coach out there that can motivate a team that has been gone through a really rough year of football, you know, it's Izzy. And I'll tell you what, he's a real, real good coach. He really knows the game very well. And he's an excellent, excellent teacher of the fundamentals of the game. And that's one thing I think we'll see a lot of good fundamentals by this Bobcat team.
I think it should be interesting tonight as well as, from what we're told of Beaver River, the Beavers like to spread it out and throw it around. BG, more traditional with running the ball. So I think it's going to be a contrast of styles here tonight as well. We're going to pause for the national anthem. It'll be the Bobcats and the Beavers tonight on CDO when we come back. And make sure you listen online as well at WCDOsports.com. Stay tuned.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Friday Night Lights tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's BG and Beaver River, and you might be thinking, Nate, why is BG playing Beaver River, a team from Section 3 that's above Old Forge, almost to Watertown? And here is pretty much what we've been told. There are not a lot of Class D-sized schools up in that area in Section 3, and Beaver River was looking for a game. BG has done some traveling the last couple of years. They've gone up and taken some long road trips, so the two sections got together and got this game. And I think it's great because there's not a lot of 11-man teams left because of the 8-man teams that have been coming down. We've talked about Green and Oxford and UV and Unitego and now Whitney Point. So it's kind of slim pickings on who you can play anymore, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, like you said earlier, Nate, we do more teams that play 8-man football than 11-man
yeah,
now.
Yeah, how about
so
that?
You never would have thought you would have heard that, but I'll tell you what, it's a sign of the times. And, you know, if these kids that are playing 11-man have to go outside of their section to find a game, then so be it.
Can you, I mean, we were talking about this before we jumped on the air. Can you think back to your playing days in the SUS? And just imagine back then if you told yourself that all these teams would be playing 8-man. It's just, it's not even, it's unfathomable.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I mean, I think back to the SUS West days, and Whitney Point was an incredible football program. They were a great athletic program. But, you know, you hear that name, and then you throw in Unitego this year and everything, and it's like, oh, my gosh, when is it going to be everybody? You know, I mean, that's what it's looking like it's going to be. Not that 8-man football is a bad thing.
No.
I mean, I'm telling you what, it's a great game to watch if you like offense.
Yeah, we've been doing more and more of it. You know, those first few years we'd have our special matchup of Oxford and UV. But, I mean, I'm telling you, last spring we did a ton of Green, UV, Unitego. I mean, we spent a lot of time doing some 8-man. And some of those games can go a long time because there is a lot of scoring. But it's fun, it's different, and I've really enjoyed it. And we're going to have a bunch of those games on the air this year, that's for sure. When we get a chance, we'll tell you who else is playing tonight, who's playing tomorrow. Speaking of Unitego, they were supposed to have a game tonight. Now they have a bye, and that was kind of the way the schedule got shuffled around. Whitney Point was a late kind of a decision to go 8-man. That kind of just threw the whole schedule off. So Unitego now has a bye this week. So we'll tell you who else is playing here tonight. So BG is going to be kicking off to Beaver River. So Beaver River will be going left to right on your radio dial. They are in the white with the orange trim, has a beaver on the side of the helmet. BG is in the navy blue and the gray pants. This ball on the kickoff was kind of one of those line drives. It bounced off one of the Beaver River players, and BG has actually fallen on it. They will have the ball at the 50-yard line.
Number 87, Ethan Gregory, put a foot in that ball, and I'll tell you, it hit that Beaver River player right in the numbers, and he couldn't hang on to it, and it bounced right to one of the BG Bobcats. They take over First and 10 on the 49.
Boy, what a way to start this game for BG. Not only do they get that recovery, they get the ball, and they're going to get the ball to start the second half. That's exactly what you want if you're a Bobcats fan. They will hand off here on first down, going right to left. About a four-yard run there for James Agorian. He is the sophomore running back sensation that Coach Iz is really excited about here, Tim.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about him. We were just talking about it earlier, and, you know, that he had come into the school district and everything. And like you said, Nate is very, very excited about this young man.
6'1", 205 for the sophomore, so that is a nice guy to have move into your district if you're the football coach. So this will be second down and 7. Again, BG is in the navy blue tops with the gray pants, the white trim, and the navy blue helmet as well. They're going to hand off here, sweeping from right to left here on a second down. Going to be very close to a first down. Carrying the ball is Jack Matthews over the 40-yard line to about the 39.
Jack Matthews with a nice little speed sweep to the left side. Gets a lead block from Hagorian and clears the way for a first down yardage, I believe.
So BG with two running plays. They will move the chains, looks like here. Or is it going to be, yeah, will be first down. So they're going to move the chains here. Guys lining up on offense, but the chains haven't been moved yet. See, everybody's a little out of practice.
They were
here
waiting for me to wave around.
Week one, everybody's out of practice. This is going to be a QB keeper here for Ethan Beams. Bounces to the right side, then gets pushed back by that Beaver River defense. Maybe a gain of one on the play here with 10.5 to go in the first quarter.
Looked like a little counterplay with the quarterback just keeping it and going over the right guard. Gets about, like Nate said, 2 yards, going up second down and 8.
So BG going right to left. They are at the Beaver River 37-yard line. And this is the junior quarterback, Ethan Beams, who got a lot of time last spring and was really able to kind of cut his teeth. And so he'll hand off to Hagorian here, and there's that big running back to the right side. Good for about 3 or 4 yards. This will bring up a third and about 3 to go here as we're scoreless between BG and Beaver River. 9:50 to go in the first quarter tonight in Bainbridge.
Nice little run for Hagorian on second down and gets about 4 or 5 yards there, and it brings up a manageable third down for the Bobcats.
It looks like about 3rd and 3 at the 33-yard line. So, again, BG is supposed to be on defense right now, but that opening kickoff bounced off a Beaver River player, and the Bobcats were able to recover. So they had very nice field position. They're trying to cash in. Here on 3rd and 3, they're going to go to the air. Looking to his right, quarterback will throw, and it'll be incomplete. Beams was looking for Matthews, and now a 4th down coming up here for the Bobcats.
Beams had a little trouble with number 70, Derek Cheney, in his face, and got rid of the ball. Still got a chance here. They're probably going to go for it, 4th and 3 yards to go.
9:15 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless. Thanks to any Beaver River fans that might be tuning in tonight on WCDLSports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. We also record all these games, put them in our game audio archive, so that'll be up there probably by tomorrow, so you could go back and listen to this game anytime for free, all courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Here on 4th down, they're going to quarterback keep it here for Beams. Rolls to the left side, and he's going to pick up a 1st down before he's pushed out at about the 25-yard line. He had to turn that corner, turn the jets on, and got it.
Yeah, real nice run right there by the quarterback, and gets the 1st down yardage. So the Bobcats will take over on this set of downs at the 25.
So 9:10 to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless between BG and Beaver River. And this is the opening drive of the game here for Bainbridge. Very good field position here. A 1st down and 10 just inside the Beaver River 30 at about the 28. So here is Beams in the shotgun. Looks to hand it off, and he does. A little cutback run for the Bobcats. Good for about 2 yards here for Caleb Brimmer, the junior running back, and before he runs into the pile and gets brought down.
Brimmer made a cut back to the left side and ran into the linebackers from Beaver River after a short gain of 1, brings up 2nd down and 9.
8:50 to go in the first quarter. Again, scoreless tonight in Bainbridge. A beautiful fall night for week 1 of the high school football season. Several teams got underway last week with several scrimmages, trying to make sure they were sharp here for week 1. So here is a 2nd down at about 9. The ball's on the turf. BG is able to fall on it here as Beams was looking to hand it off there to Jack Matthews on a sweep. Slipped out of his hands, but no harm done there.
Yeah, real nice play by that young man to just do what he did, just dive on that ball. Didn't try to pick it up and run with it. He just dove on it, and they got 3 downs again.
big third down coming here for BG. This is going to be a third down and about 11 to go here. And if you're the Bobcats, Tim, I'm sure you want to cash in here, get some points on this opening drive after that fumble recovery.
Yeah, you definitely want to do that, but obviously you want to be a little bit careful because of where you are on the field.
So the ball on the Beaver River 29. We'll see what BG dials up here on a third down and about 11 or 12 to go. Two wide receivers split out to the right, one to the left. BG going right to left. Here is Beams, wants to throw to the outside, and we're going to have no flag on the play. Intended receiver was Ethan Gregory. He got tripped up, though. And a fourth down and long coming up with 7:35 to go in the first.
Looked pretty innocent to me. He looked like they got their feet tangled up, the backer that was on the coverage there and the receiver just ran into each other.
So a fourth down and long, and let's see if maybe this air attack for the Bobcats can bail them out here. The Beavers trying to hold strong on defense. You know, maybe those bus legs trying to shake those off a little bit.
Yeah, that's a long ride.
That is a long ride. We looked it up, about 114 miles to get down here from Beaver River, so they're trying to find their rhythm here tonight. BG's going to go to the air. Beams looking long, throws over the middle. He's got a receiver, and it's caught and into the end zone for a touchdown. A bobbling catch there by Declan Marshfield. Good for 6 points for BG.
Real nice throw right there by that young man, Mr. Beams, and Declan Marshman made a really nice catch of the carom. It was really well defended, and but he made it in the end zone. Good touchdown.
Marshfield, just the freshman here in his varsity debut. It did look like the Beaver River defender kind of got his hands on it. It was tipped, and just beating him to the ball was Marshfield, hauled it in, and it's good for 6 points on a fourth down and long.
Yeah, and 30 yards. It was probably 35 yards he threw that ball, and it was on a line.
Yeah, that was a great pass there from Beams. And the extra point is up and good. Tim always loves the kicking game.
They got a kicker here in BG.
So the Bobcats lead 7-0 over Beaver River with 7.5 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A 7-0 lead for BG as they score on the opening drive of the game. A 30-yard pass from Ethan Beams to Declan Marshfield. And BG leads 7-0. Here is the kickoff. Another line drive, and Beaver River is able to hold on to this one this time as they field that ball at the 30-yard line. So the Beavers in the white uniforms with the orange trim will go left to right with 7.5 to go in the first quarter, a 7-0 lead for the Bobcats.
Yeah, the Beavers, we're going to get to see this offense that Nate and I were talking about earlier, and according to Coach Warmer, they like to throw the ball, spread the field out, and make your defensive backs work pretty hard.
And we were looking at their senior quarterback, number 11, Jonah Mullen, in warm-ups. He had a nice arm. So let's see what Beaver River brings to the table here. Always fun when you see a new team that we haven't seen before here. So Beaver River is in the shotgun. Three wide receivers split to the right, one to the left as they go left to right. And they're going to look to QB keep it here with Mullen on first down. Runs to the outside to the 35, out to about the 36-4 he's brought down.
Great quarterback keeper on first down by the Beavers, and they get about 7 yards, I'm going to say. Be second down and three.
I'm sure Mullen will want to cash in for Beaver River as he was the defender on that play when BG scored. I mean, that play could have gone either way. He could have had an interception very easily.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was well defended, but Marshfield made a real nice catch on the carom.
It's going to be a second down and about three to go for Beaver River. Man in motion from left to right. So they got trips to the right side. They'll hand it off. Going to be very close to a first down. Gavin Fowler, the running back, to the left side for about two.
Yeah, real nice little play right there. Just off the left guard tackle gap and gets the 3 yards necessary for the first down.
6:44 to go, first quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We appreciate Jim and all the hard work he puts into these games. So here it is on a first or a third down throw, and it's going to be good for the first down. They throw to the outside, and Josh Bush hauls it in, and they'll move the chains out to about the 45.
Yeah, a different way to run a sweep, actually. Just threw it out to the back, or out in the flat, and he gets about 9 yards. It's about 7 yards, so it'll bring up second down and three. They had given him the first down.
Oh, they did, okay. Yeah. I missed that before, so now this will be a second down and three. So on that previous run, they had picked up the first down. So Beaver River moving the ball nicely as they approach midfield here in Bainbridge. Little handoff. They almost bobbled it there. Gavin Fowler, though, moving those legs, picks up about 4 or 5 yards, chugging along for the Beavers.
Liking this young man already. He's running hard all the time, and he's not being denied. He just keeps those legs chugging, like Nate says, and gets the first down yardage. They just crossed into BG territory at the 49.
5:45 to go, first quarter. BG 7, Beaver River nothing. This is our first look at the Beavers on offense as they just cross midfield. They'll have a first down and 10, and so far they've shown a little bit of pass, a little bit of run. Back in the shotgun again with the senior quarterback, Jonah Mullen. Two wide receivers to each side. They're going to hand it off to Fowler, though, right up the gut again. Hard running, as Tim said. Good for another first down across the 40 to the 39 in BG territory.
Fowler with a burst of speed through the guard tackle gap on the right-hand side this time, but a huge hole opened up by the offensive line. Gets first down yardage, first and 10.
Tim, I agree. I like his running style. Real gritty and just kind of puts his shoulder down and says, come get me. So this is going to be a first down and 10. Beaver River is at the BG 40. They hand off to Fowler again. He says, I want some more of it. Runs to the outside. Good for about 9 yards down to the BG 30 with 5 minutes to go in the first.
Real nice run on first down. Gets about 8 or 9, I believe. No, it's going to give him 7. Second down and 3. Missed the number on the BG tackler, but he did it all by himself. It was a solo tackle, so real nice job on that play right there.
So BG leads 7-0 off a 30-yard touchdown catch. Ethan Beams connected with Declan Marshfield, the freshman, to give the Bobcats this lead, but the Beavers are trying to answer. They go right back to Fowler again, pushes his way forward. I think that's going to be very close to a first down with 4.5 to go in the first.
Yeah, I think he slipped coming when he got the ball. I think he slipped in the turf a little bit. Might be a little dewy out there. Brings up third down and 2, excuse me.
The field, as always here in Bainbridge, in excellent condition. One of the nicest grass fields in the area, although I heard a rumor that they're talking turf here in Bainbridge in a year or two. So we'll have to see. That would be a beautiful spot for a turf field as well. 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. This is going to be a third down and about 2 to go. And there's the flag as Fowler got a little antsy on that one and jumped the gun.
Yes, he did. He was ready to go, and his feet did not stop and drew the flag. That's going to push him back another 5 yards. We'll bring up third down and, let's say, 7.
I do have an update from Sydney. Sydney's playing Tioga tonight. Fogarty with a field goal, giving Sydney a 3-0 lead on the first drive of the game. So Alec Fogarty putting it in there for Sydney.
All right, a field goal.
Yeah.
Wow, you don't hear about those?
Especially with Coach Matthews.
No.
3:45 to go in the first. This will be a third down and about 7 to go. And now the snap is high, and Beaver River's going to have to chase it all the way back to about their 49-yard line, and so this is really pushing the Beavers in the wrong direction here with 3.5 to go in the first and a 7-0 lead for BG.
That's a tall quarterback back there, and to go over his head, that was a really high snap. So the ball is back at the 48 of BG.
So now we're going to have a fourth down and a country mile, as Tim usually says, about 21 to go. So this Bobcats defense trying to hold strong, and the Beavers pull out the stops here on offense. 3 wide receivers to the left wing, 1 to the right. Waiting for the snap here. No, they're just going to punt this one away. This one high in the air, but didn't go real far. BG is going to field it at about the 38-yard line here. Nicely done by Ryan Perry to just catch that one. You never know with these small schools.
Yeah.
Quarterback, punter, same guy. So is he going to throw or what?
When he backed up,
yeah,
just before the snap, I was wondering if he was giving himself a little room, and he got it. He got the kick away. It didn't go very far, but a nice catch by number 8 or 9, I believe it was, for Keenan Pickens for BG.
So 2:53 to go in this first quarter, and BG gets the ball back going right to left. Here's Beams, the quarterback, looks to bounce to the outside, but the Beaver River defense says no way is breaking through with 63 Bobby Hazard on the tackle.
Yeah, Beans went to go between the tackle and the end, and there was no room there. He bounced out to the right and actually ran into number 87, and then the host of tacklers from Beaver River took him down behind the line of scrimmage, second down and 12.
A fast-moving first quarter here in Bainbridge as the sun continues to set. The Bobcats leading 7-0 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. And here is Beams in the shotgun. He's got two wide receivers split out to the left. They're going to hand this one off, a little sweep to the right side. Now cutting back, spin move, but really nowhere to go there for Jack Matthews. Back to the line of scrimmage, maybe.
Yeah, when Jack Matthews decided to turn it up the field, he was met there by a linebacker on the left side from Beaver River. He gets about one. We'll bring up third down and 11.
So BG again going right to left. Ball is on their own 38-yard line as we hit 150 to go here in the first quarter. The Bobcats leading the Beavers 7-0 in this cross-section battle, Section 4 versus Section 3 tonight. So again, third down and about 11 to go. Here is Beams in the shotgun. He's got Matthews in motion. Wants to throw. Goes to the right side. Goes to Matthews. Off his hands and incomplete. And fourth down coming.
Yeah, and Matthews caught that ball. He was going to run right into number 24 from Beaver River, Carson Peters. And he was going to take him right down there short of the line of scrimmage anyway. So it's probably a good drop. So it stays fourth down and 11.
So BG looks like they'll have to punt this one away as Ethan Gregory comes in, and he's got a heck of a foot on him. I remember watching him this spring, and he can really do some things out there in the kicking game for the Bobcats. Of course, he was the one that had that line drive kick to start the game, which gave BG the ball off that fumble. Waiting for the punt here. There it is. Good line drive. Beaver River's just able to get a hand on it back at the 30 and pick it up. They got some room to run, though. To the outside, up to the 40, cutting back to the 45. A good return here by Carson Peters for Beaver River.
Yeah, Carson Peters fielded the ball probably about the 25-yard line and brings it out across the 45. So real nice return on that play.
Boy, and he kind of had to reach up there. It looked like it was going to sail right over his head.
It's a good thing he tipped it because I'll tell you what, that thing was a laser going down that field.
So a minute 14 to go in the first quarter. BG at home here tonight, leading at Beaver River from Section 3 by a score of 7-0. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Glad to have you along for some Friday night lights. And Beaver River throws to the outside. Pass is intended for Josh Bush, but it falls incomplete.
Yeah, the quarterback didn't really get his feet set there and threw that pass out a little bit too far for number 11 and fell incomplete, second down and 10.
You know, Tim, I'm really interested to see as well the conditioning of both teams here today. You know, a lot of these athletes have had a lot of time off. I know they played last spring, but things have just been different, as we all know. So the conditioning as this game goes along, we'll see.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you come to play at this time of the year, so I'm sure they're ready to go.
I've seen some very out-of-shape soccer players the last couple weeks. That made me think about that. So a second down here for Beaver River. They throw into the flat. And out across the 50 to the 45, passes complete for Britt Dickob. And he gets out just short of the first down here in front of the BG bench.
Yeah, he did. He just came right to the 45. BG, it's third down and 2.
Clock still continuing to move down to 45 seconds to go here in this first quarter. And the play comes in from the sideline here for Beaver River. And Jonah Mullen, the 5'11" senior quarterback. Mullen is in the shotgun. Third down and short. Wants to keep it himself, but BG crashing through. Mullen escapes, but he slips and falls to the turf. That was Hagorian breaking through to disrupt that play.
Yeah, that was really going nowhere, and I'll tell you what a nice job by that young man to keep his feet where he did. He did get a couple yards, or lost 2 yards on the play. Ball's now spotted at the 48.
Going to be a fourth down when we come back. End of the first quarter, it's BG 7, Beaver River nothing. We'll be back on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit Bainbridge.com. BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Maravita. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Maravito team today by visiting maravito.com/careers. Maravito, where people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
BG leads Beaver River 7-0 as we start the second quarter here in Bainbridge tonight. I'm Nate Lull alongside Tim Cutting. Just a score update from up the road. Tioga has taken a 7-3 lead over Sydney. Tough opener for Sydney tonight, playing an always very good Tioga program.
Yeah, definitely. You want to talk about executing blocks and things like that. That's the thing that amazes me the most about Tioga year after year after year. They keep pumping out these linemen that know exactly how to, you know, block, and they carry out their blocks so well.
Coach Aiello does a fantastic job with that program. I expect that they're going to be very, very good again this year for the Tioga Tigers. So back here in Bainbridge, BG leads 7-0. It was the Ethan Beams 30-yard pass to freshman Declan Marshfield who hauled it in, giving the Bobcats this lead. We now switch ends of the field. So BG is going left to right, and this is going to be a fourth down and five. Excuse me, this is actually Beaver River with the ball still. A fourth down and five as they now go right to left, and BG just jumped a little bit there on the line. And that is a nice gift for the Beavers.
Yeah, a little anxious there coming out of the break, and got to watch that ball, young man. You can't listen to that quarterback. That's what he's hoping you do, is listen to that count, and he got him on the hard count. Just short of the first.
Yeah, this is going to be fourth and inches here for Beaver River as we start the second quarter. And referees are going to get together and talk about everything here. Let's look at some of the other games that are happening here tonight. If I can grab my sheet, some Friday night action here. Of course, we did say Sydney and Tioga are doing battle. We also have Mexico at Windsor tonight. We'll tell you the rest of those games here in a minute, as this is fourth and one for Beaver River. In the shotgun, waiting for the snap. They're just going to try to run it up the gut, and they are going to pick up the first down at the 40. QB keeper there for Jonah Mullen. Let's quickly tell you about the rest of this game. So again, Mexico is at Windsor. That's another cross-section battle here tonight. Walton is at Oneonta. Groton is at Oxford. And Johnstown is at Norwich. So another cross-section battle there tonight for the Purple Tornado.
And the Mexico game is across,
yeah, yep,
cross-sectional too.
So as we were saying before, yeah, you have to get creative with the schedule nowadays. So Beaver River on the march here to start the second quarter. They trail 7-0. And here is the snap. Looking to throw over the middle. Pass is almost intercepted by BG through the hands there of Damon Seymour. And he'll want that one back because it was right in his grasp.
I think Damon Seymour was surprised to see the ball in his hands, because you could just see, like, he was like, oh, it's coming, it's coming.
Oh, it was right there. He did a good job of kind of tucking in there.
Yeah.
Quarterback didn't see him.
No, he did. He dropped back on his read, and I don't think the quarterback saw him at all, and he almost had an INT.
Going to be a second down and 10 for Beaver River. They're in the white with the orange trim, going right to left. Ball is at the BG 40. They're going to throw a pitch to Fowler on the outside. Good for about 5 yards. That hard running there for Fowler. Good for about five. Third down and five coming.
Fowler with some hard running, but did you see that hit over on that sideline after the 5 yards? Really nice job by the BG Bobcats on the edge there. Brings up third down and a long six.
So we're about a minute into the second quarter. BG leading Beaver River by a score of 7-0. And here are the Beavers on a third down. Again, in the shotgun, two wide receivers to each wing, waiting for the snap. Dropping back, and BG brings the rush. Hit as he throws. Pass is incomplete. Ethan Gregory came blitzing in from that far side for BG to knock it down. And I think Kenyon Pickens was there as well.
Yeah, real nice job by the Bobcats to get the arm of number 11 before he could throw the ball, because he did have a receiver wide open and on a little hook pattern.
BG dials up the pressure there with a little blitz, and it pays off. Going to be a fourth down now coming here for Beaver River. The Bobcats defense trying to hold with 10:50 to go in the second quarter. BG leading 7-0. And Beaver River now at the BG 36-yard line looking to throw. They're going to throw it into the flat to the left side for Fowler, and he's brought down. Good tackling there by BG and Jack Matthews.
Jack Matthews with a real nice form tackle right there. The receiver caught the ball, and there was number 33 with a really nice hit. Takeover on down, BG's ball, first and 10.
And that would have been so easy. If he slips that tackle, he's probably got the first down, so that was just great textbook tackling there by Jack Matthews.
Especially in the open field when you have nobody there to help you. You know, I mean, if he makes a good hit on him but doesn't get him to the ground, he's probably going to get that first down. So real nice shot by number 33.
And we saw the big fist pump from Coach Lorimer there on the sidelines. Those are those little things you work on, right, in the preseason. 10:43 to go, second quarter. BG gets the ball back. They lead 7-0. They now go left to right. And Beans is going to roll out to the left side, wants to throw over the middle. He's going long, and it's just over the outstretched hands there of Noah Patton, incomplete.
Yeah, Patton just stopped running, and that's probably he didn't think that number five was going to get it all the way down there, and he did. He threw it ahead of him, but he just stopped running.
So 10.5 to go in the second quarter, a 7-0 lead for BG over Beaver River. Week one of the high school football season, we're glad to have you along. We'll be bringing games to you most weekends of the season here on Fridays and some Saturdays on WCDO. So make sure you check back as we'll be trying to spread it out, do as many games as we can, 11-man action, 8-man action. That's all right here on your local sports leader, WCDO. As now BG's going to want to take a timeout here to talk things over on a second down and 10. We're going to step away for 30 seconds on WCDO. We'll be right back.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. 10.5 to go in this second quarter out of the BG timeout. Again, BG is in the navy blue with the gray pants tonight and the navy blue helmets. Beaver River from Section 3 up above Old Forge is in the all-white uniforms, the white helmet, the orange trim has the beaver on the side of the helmet there. So 10.5 to go in the second quarter out of the timeout. That BG called. We'll see what they dial up. They want to throw again. They go to the outside. They got a receiver open, and it is incomplete through the hands of the receiver on the far side, number 20, Declan Marshfield, the guy who had the touchdown in the first quarter. This one incomplete.
Yeah, he had Marshfield open on the fade route in the middle of the field, and I'll tell you what a nicely thrown ball by Beans, and Marshfield did everything he could to catch it, but just when he hit the ground, it came out.
So this will be a third down and about 10 to go. And BG has elected to go to the air a little bit more here on this drive, Tim.
Yeah, they're just mixing it up. They just want to show, you know, we're not just going to run the ball all night long. So you got to be, you can't load the box, and you can't leave those defenders on an island out there.
So Beams, with pretty much an empty backfield, he does have one runner to his left hip. Beams is going to tuck it and run here on third down, and he'll pick up about 5 yards with 10:20 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, a little fake handoff by Beams, and then he took off around the right or left edge, excuse me, and offensive tackle and did a nice job of sealing the edge for him. Gets 5 yards, will bring up fourth down and 5.
Tough field position here, Tim. I mean, what do you think you do? You're near midfield, but you're still in your own side of the field, too.
Well, since they're out of the huddle, I'm going to say they're going to punt.
Hey, you didn't have to tell anybody. Gregory here with the big foot is going to let this one go.
Oh, my goodness, I guess.
Yeah, very nice punt into the night sky. Beaver River having a little trouble corralling this one, and finally they do. They run to the outside. Good coverage, though. We do have a flag.
Yeah.
As returning that kick was Carson Peters for a return of about 10 yards.
First guess of the year. Block in the back.
Yep. It's been a pretty clean game so far. We've only had one whistle, or one flag, I should say, to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see who this one is on with 9:40 to go in the second quarter.
Hey, you're right. This is the second time the flag has been on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty clean so far.
Yes.
You never know what you're going to get in an opener sometimes, too. Sometimes everybody's a little rusty, a little ready to jump the gun. And so a 7-0 lead for BG over Beaver River. This one is going to go against the Beavers, though. Yeah, so a block in the back is going to negate that 10-yard return.
Yeah, and the defender, or excuse me, the receiver of the punt juggled a little bit. And I'll tell you what, when that happens, you see really good returns because of that, because the oncoming team gets out of their lanes and they get outside.
So Beaver River, again, in the all-white with the orange trim, is back on their own 23-yard line, a first and 10 as they go right to left. They want to throw to the right side. Pass is incomplete. Intended receiver on the far side. Looked like it was for Carson Peters, but it was incomplete. Second down coming up.
Yeah, a little strong with that throw out in the flat and just over the head of the receiver, number 22.
And so 9:35 to go in the second quarter. After a blazing fast first quarter, this one a little bit more slow here to start this second frame, as this will be a second down and 10 here for the Beavers. So Tioga has taken a 14-3 lead over Sydney. That game is in Sydney here tonight. Actually, looks like I might have another score update. Let's try to get a look at that for you as well. Yeah, 21-3. That Tioga offense, no surprise, is really starting to click. Here's Beaver River throwing on second down, running to the outside. Only good for a couple of yards there was Britt Dicka before he was brought down by the Bobcats.
Little swing pass out to the right side, gets about 4 yards. They'll bring up third down and 6. And the ball is spotted right about the 27-yard line of the Beavers.
So 9:10 to go in the second quarter, still a 7-0 game. BG leading Beaver River from Section 3 here tonight as the lights really start to light up this field here in Bainbridge tonight in front of a good crowd. Beaver River throwing, and this one is incomplete on third down there for Beaver River with 8:55 to go in the second. Good coverage there by BG. And, you know, Beaver River is trying to throw it all over the place here on this drive, but just have not had any success fourth down coming.
Yeah, I think it's like we said before, I think they both are trying to see what they've got, and they're going to just, you know, not let the other team load the backs, like I said before, and make those defensive backs work.
Looks like Beaver River's going to punt this one away, and they do. BG didn't put anybody back. They were just kind of playing it safe. This is going to take a Beavers roll all the way down to the 30-yard line. Now BG's going to pick it up here. That was Jack Matthews. Very dangerous play. He'll actually lose a couple of yards there. He was trying to sneak that one in on everybody. And
my guess is he's going to have a talk with somebody.
Yeah.
He was all the way back there, ran with the Beaver River defender, and right at the last minute he decided to pick the ball up and take off. I have a feeling he's going to have a little talk.
Yep, he's coming right over to Coach Lormer here, and he's shaking his head, no. I like the effort. I like the idea.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get that, dude. You don't want to have that, you know, not want to do what you can for the team, but that's not one of the things you want to try to do.
Here's a first down now for BG. Hogorian is going to run right up the gut there. Talk about hard running. Good for about 6 to 7 yards here for Hogorian with 8.5 to go in the second quarter. BG leading 7-0.
Hogorian runs upright, very upright, and I'm surprised that the Beavers are trying to take him on, you know, up in his upper body instead of going at his legs, because his legs are really exposed.
So just looking at that Sydney Tioga score, an interception helped Tioga get that last score. So can't make any mistakes against the Tigers. That's a tough one. 8 minutes to go in this second quarter. Going to be a QB keeper here on second and short, but the Beavers doing a good job. Break through that line. And Beams just had a wall of white to run into.
Yeah, a host of white jerseys met Beams like 2 yards back in the backfield, so he loses 2 yards. Will bring up third down and a long 6.
clock is moving down to 7:40 to go here in the second quarter. Make sure you stay tuned at halftime. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. And again, a big thank you to Butler Auto as well. They have been our kickoff show sponsor for a number of years. So remember that Butler has those two lots in Sydney, and you can visit those anytime or online at butlerautosales.com. So here is a third down and about four to go. And BG running to the right side, but that Beaver River defense clamping down, as I believe that was, trying to see who that was there for BG.
I missed the run back, but I got the Ross was the actual tackler on the play, number 51. Real nice play, middle linebacker, just scraped across to the left side and made a really nice tackle at the point of attack. Fourth down and two.
6:45 to go here in this second quarter, so a fourth down. Looks like Gregory is going to punt this one away here for BG. Snap is low. He's going to have to pick this one up. Gets a good boot onto it, despite some pressure coming. Out of bounds at about the 40-yard line in Beaver River territory. Six and a half to go here in the second quarter.
I was waiting to see if it was like when those punts go out of bounds on the NFL and the guy starts marching right up the field and he's got his hand up in the air and you don't know how far he's going to go. And this referee on this side, closest to us on the field, he was past the ball. The ball went by him. I was waiting to see where he was going to put it. But
yeah, this is,
he put it at the 41.
Yeah, I think it's actually a pretty good spot for BG. Because that snap was low and Gregory had to pretty much dig it out of the dirt. And he was able to get some good air under that one. He does have a heck of a leg.
He definitely had to rush that kick, and that's why it wasn't that booming thing that we've seen out before.
Yeah. Timeout taken by BG. Let's step away for 30 seconds. Bobcats leading Beaver River 7-0 with 6.5 to go, second quarter on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour. No experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. It's week one of the high school football season. And with 6.5 minutes to go in the second quarter here in Bainbridge, it's BG leading Beaver River by a score of 7-0. If maybe you just jumped in the car, who is Beaver River? Well, they're from Section 3 up by Old Ford, so kind of a fun cross-section rivalry game here tonight. So here is Beaver River on a first down and 10 after that punt. They're going to throw. Ball is tipped and almost intercepted by BG.
Really nice job by number 55 again for the Bobcats on defense. Dropping back in linebacker, tips the pass and almost gets intercepted by another BG player, but falls incomplete, second down and 10.
Yeah, Damon Seymour now has had his hands on two of those Beaver River passes. That one was a good tip on a line drive. And second down coming now for the Beavers. And so Beaver River breaking the huddle, going right to left. They are at their own 41-yard line here on a second down and 10. BG trying to bring the house, and now it's going to be a QB keeper to the outside. Nowhere to go. Matthews was there on defense, and Jonah Mullen, the QB, couldn't fake him out.
Number 33 did a fantastic job right there. Kept outside contained, made the guy turn back in, and when he turned back in, he slipped and fell on the ground. Great job. Loses about 2 yards, third and 9.
Beaver River, Tim, just hasn't found their groove yet here tonight on offense, but the BG defense doing a good job kind of keeping them off balance.
Well, they were moving the ball well, and then they had a couple of little snafu things happen with their snap or whatever, and it kind of slowed down the momentum.
Third down and 10 to go. Beavers with the ball. We have a flag on the play. Pass is complete to the right side. They're going to pick up some good yardage here. Close to a first down at midfield as the receiver on the catch there was Matthew Knight, I believe, for Beaver River.
Yeah, Matthew Knight caught the ball about 5 yards off the line in the scrimmage and ran the rest of the way. But we do have a flag on the play.
No official signal yet. It was pretty early in the play as well. Going to be a false start here on Beaver River, so a tough break.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't stop the play, which usually that's what happens with a false start. So I'm not sure why it didn't stop, but I guess maybe it wasn't as timely, I guess, to stop the play, I guess, is what I want
to
say.
5:35 to go in the second quarter. A 7-0 lead here for BG over visiting Beaver River. Our lone score of the night so far was quarterback Ethan Beams connecting with freshman Declan Marshfield for a 30-yard touchdown catch back on the first drive of the game for the Bobcats.
So they go from almost getting a first down, now they're third down and 15.
Yeah, that was costly.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, it was close for the first down. I think it was going to be just a tick short, but still, now they've really got some yardage to make up.
And this has been a couple of costly penalties so far here tonight for the Beavers, this one included. Here's the snap on third down. They're looking to throw again. They go to the right side. This one's up for grabs, and it was well over the head there of the intended receiver. Try to go back to Matthew Knight again, and it was about 3 yards over his head.
Matthew Knight was the intended receiver, but the defender from BG was right there. Really nice defensive play right there, and did not let the man catch the ball. Brings up fourth down and 15 yards. See if we see a punt here from the Beavers.
So it looks like Beaver River will be punting this one away unless we get some trickery.
Yeah, and their punter is the quarterback.
Declan Marshfield is back to receive to our left at the BG 30. And he's looking to throw this time. He does over the middle. It's complete, but they are brought down short of the first down. There he is again, Damon Seymour, 55, with the big tackle for BG.
Made some major, major plays so far in this game. What a great job number 55 does right there. If he doesn't make that tackle, it's first down for the Beavers.
Yeah, Damon Seymour, just a sophomore here for BG. He's had two deflected balls tonight, and then on the fake punt, they try to pass over the middle. The pass is complete, and he stops him about 2 yards short.
Gutsy call by the Beaver River coaching staff right there to go for it on that play.
So this gives BG excellent field position late in the second quarter. Can the Bobcats cash in here with 5:15 to go in the second quarter? They lead 7-0 here on a beautiful night here at Bainbridge. Waiting for the snap. They're going to hand it off to Gregorian to the outside on the right side. He's brought down after about a gain of two.
He was met in the hole by number 51, the middle linebacker. And what a collision that was right there. He did get 2 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and 8. The ball is spotted at the 47-yard line of the Beavers.
And it was Dominic Rose for the Beavers busting through. And as you said, Hagorian does run very, very upright, very straight up. And that time it cost him a little bit, I'd say. 4:40 to go in the second quarter. BG leading 7-0. Going to be a second down and about 9 to go. Here's Beams. Rolls to the left side. Going in the wrong direction. Now he's going to have to throw. Pass is complete to Gregory to the 40. He's got the first down and more. Gregory still on his feet. Cuts back to the 20, to the 15. Nobody is going to catch Ethan Gregory.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He flagged right at the goal line here.
Oh, my gosh. No.
As BG scores, but the hanky is out on the field.
Oh, and we know exactly what that was for because I'll tell you what.
Oh, boy. This one might be.
This is
coming back.
This is a heartbreaker.
Oh.
This is definitely our takes 6 points off the board.
And Coach Israel Lormer is saying, okay, guys, great play, but we got to be smart here. We got to be smart. And what a run, though, by Gregory.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
He made a really nice cut on the sideline, cut back into the field, and then outran another guy. And then just as he was getting ready to cross the goal line, they have a block in the back that's going to negate the points.
Yep. Yeah. That's tough. So with 4:21 to go in the second quarter, where are they going to spot this? Let's see.
Well, they're going to mark it right from where it happened. It's a spot foul, so
yep.
They will, you know, they'll get the first down. They got the first down yarded.
And it looks like it puts them at about the 15.
Yeah, I would say close to the 15. Yeah.
So I mean, if you're looking for the silver lining, they still picked up about 35 yards
with the penalty.
Yes, with a penalty. But Ethan Gregory can't say enough about that. Well done. 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Now the quarterback keeper here for Beams. He's brought down as he tried to run to the left side. And now another flag.
There's another flag. And I'm guessing this one's going to be tackling around the neck. I believe that's what's going to be like. horse collar kind of thing, because that flag came in right after the tackle.
Yeah, I was almost thinking it was a little late there. So,
well, maybe.
We'll see. With 4:08 to go in the second quarter, BG just had a beautiful touchdown wiped off the board there by Ethan Gregory. It would have been about a 50-yarder.
Personal foul, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it goes against Beaver River, so BG's going to get some of those yards.
So
back.
We're not going to know the answer, who was right and who was wrong.
No.
So we're going to take it, both get a tick mark on the positive side.
That works for me.
I'll share it with you, like an assistant on a tackle.
That works, that works. This is where we need these refs to be mic'd up.
Yeah.
That'd be great. So, CDL, can you get on that for us here?
Yeah.
So,
come on.
It's got to be in the budget. 4:08 to go in the second quarter, a 7-0 lead here for BG, and they're on the march here again, looking to cash in right before the half.
So the yardage that they lost, they just got back about half of it. So
yep.
The ball is inside the 10 now.
Yeah, I think they're going to mark it right at about the 9-yard line. Again, BG, the navy blue with the gray pants going left to right. So here is Beams in the shotgun. He's got two wide receivers split out to the left side here for the Bobcats, one to the right. And it's going to be a second down and about two to go. A sweep here to Jack Matthews. Cuts back to the inside, and the Beavers are right there to bring him down. Tough run there for Matthews with 3:55 to go here, second quarter.
He was brought down by number 71, Dylan Campo of the Beavers, right at the point of attack there, and he did get, I think he got a yard on the play. So it brings up third down and two.
He cut back to the inside. I think if he kept going to the outside, he might have had a little better chance, but this is big now. Third down and about three to go. BG is on the 9-yard line, knocking on the door here in the red zone. Beams hands it off to Hogorian. Cuts back to the outside. Beaver River says no again. Making the tackle here again was Derek Cheney.
Cheney with a real nice play right there, but like I said, Gregorian goes forward every time. He gets the ball back out across the 10-yard line, so it should be spotted right at about the 9. Or no, excuse me. It is the 10, right? Yeah, that's the 10.
Yeah, about the 10-yard line here with 2:55 to go.
That's so hard to see.
Second quarter, it's a long way down there. And we're at a tough angle right now. As BG is marching, going left to right, so they're two are
some
right.
Some of us are old.
Yeah. BG is going to try to go for the field goal here on fourth down. And Nolan Hawkins is going to be doing the kicking duties.
Well, the extra point he kicked definitely had enough leg for that.
It did.
So he's going to be kicking this. He'll be kicking it at the 15, so it'll be a 25-yard.
Oh, so that was a delay. Yeah, delay of game's going to back him up.
So now it'll be a 30-yarder.
So let's see what kind of leg Dylan Hawkins has. Israel Lormer, head coach here for BG, trying to cash in and get some points before they head into the locker room for the half with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Snap is good. Hold is good. The kick is up and through.
Nice 30-yard kick right there. Two field goals in the first week.
Wow.
Not this game, but one in Sydney. One in BG. Wow, this is awesome. It's going to be a great year, Nate.
Well done by Nolan Hawkins. I agree. BG leads 10-0. We'll be back here on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2 minutes to go in the second quarter, and after a 30-yard field goal by Nolan Hawkins, BG has a 10-0 lead over Beaver River. Well done here by the Bobcats. A great field goal.
Yeah, really. It was really nice. And, I mean, like we talked about before, when he kicked the extra point, we realized what a leg he has on him, but I didn't expect the 30-yarder.
BG with a little squib kick here, and this one's going to fall to about the 40-yard line. And Beaver River was just able to hold on as that thing looked like a hot potato.
Yeah, there was one guy on the first line that let it go over his head, and usually that's a disaster.
So it's a 10-0 lead for BG. I do have a score update from Sydney. Tioga is up 35-3 over the Sydney Warriors. So we'll try to keep an eye on that game. That's a tough opening week for Sydney. Tough opening week for anybody to have to play Tioga. 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. BG leads 10-0. Waiting for the snap. Beaver River going right to left. And they'll look to throw over the middle, and nothing doing here. This is going to be a sack. They did just get it away at the last minute, but Kenyon Pickens came streaking through and got his hands on the quarterback to bring him down.
Yeah, I'm surprised he threw that ball. I mean, he got rid of it, but I did not see too much white over on that side of the field to where he was throwing the ball. So I can understand why the coaching staff at BG is wondering, where's that hanky?
Yeah. Coach Lormer went sprinting down the sideline there and kind of had his hand up in the air saying, okay, where's the flag?
No grounding, please. But nope, second down.
Either way, this is going to be a long second down. This would be about second down and 30, I would say, between 25 and 30 here for Beaver River. They're going to go back to Fowler. No, QB keeper, and the BG defense sniffs it out again. Beaver River still trying to get something out of this play, though, as Mullen is able to break free and work his way up to about the 35-yard line. Well done making something out of nothing there for Mullen, the QB.
You want to talk about running for your life, folks. The guy came to his left side, was hit by one BG player probably 5 yards shy of the line of scrimmage, and then got away from him and then outran three other guys from BG to get the ball back to the 35-yard line. So it'll be third down and 14.
Yeah, they were dead to rights in the backfield, and Mullen did a good job to make something out of nothing there. But with 1:05 to go in the second quarter, Beaver River just, I think, trying to get into the locker room clean right now.
So I figured it out, why there was no flag there.
Okay.
Okay. They took the sack. They called him down before he threw the ball. So that's why they were so far back. I was like, oh, it's an incomplete pass. It should be second and 10, and you're like second and 20. I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, I was like kind of looking, and they were back there. I said, well, maybe he lost that much ground.
We're back there.
1:15 to go in the second quarter. This will be a third down and about 15 to go. Mullen drops back, throws to his right, passes incomplete. Intended receiver was Britt Dickab with 1:10 to go here. This will be a fourth down coming up.
Dickab did not even get his hands on that ball, but I'll tell you what, if he had, he would have known it because that was a bullet.
And so we're assuming that Beaver River is going to punt this one away here, but again, small schools, quarterback, punter tends to be the same guy.
Yeah.
And so we'll see what the Beavers decide to do. Again, a Class D Section 3 team traveling 114 miles from Beaver River down to Bainbridge here for tonight's contest. We figured they're going to get home pretty late tonight. And waiting for the snap. Oh, it went up over his head. He's going to have to chase it back and just fall on it here at the 20-yard line with 1:05 to go in the second quarter.
We'll give BG a really good field position for their next possession. And a short field.
Wow, so the Bobcats, after kicking that field goal on their last drive, are going to have a first down after the defense holds. First down on about the Beaver River. Boy, it's inside the 20. It's about the 16-yard line
here. That's what I was going to say, 16, 17-yard line.
Wow. So that snap went up over Mullen's head. He had to chase it back about 10 or 15 yards. BG trying to make him pay. Here's Beams handing off to Hagorian, rumbling up forward. Little spin move inside the 10 before he's brought down.
Yeah, showing a little agility there by the big guy. Don't think BG is wanting to use timeouts, so they're rushing.
Yeah, clock is moving. We're down to 45 seconds to go before the halftime break. Going to be a second down and about four to go. Quarterback keeper for Beams, right up the gut, leaning his way forward. He's going to be short of the 5-yard line, down to about, I would say, maybe the 6.
Yeah, I think he was close to getting the first down, but.
Yeah, timeout taken here by BG with 34 seconds.
And that's their last.
That's their last one. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back with 34 seconds left here in the second quarter, and BG leading 10-0. They took their last time out, so let's see what happens here. This is going to be a third down and about two to go. They could still get the first down without scoring, though, Tim.
Yeah, they definitely can, but like you said before, Nate, the clock is ticking. BG is out of timeout, so anything where they get tackled inside the or on the field of play is going to keep that clock running unless they get the first.
So Beams is in the shotgun. He's got two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. They're going to go to Hagorian, cuts back, rumbling forward. I think he got the first down. Clock stops at 28 seconds.
Yep,
move those chains.
Yep, as soon as it'll be first and goal to go from just inside the 5-yard line.
And so again, here's the snap, right back to Hagorian. Looks like the same play, pushing the pile forward. Not sure if he got it here. Clock's still moving. 15.
No, they got to get back at the line of scrimmage and get a snap here.
10 seconds left. BG quickly under center here with Beams. He's going to spike it with 5.5 left.
Nice play right there. Clocked it so that the clock is stopped until the snap of the next play, but now BG has to come up with something because I'm pretty sure this is it.
Yeah, I think they're going to get one play here.
Looks like Beaver River took a timeout.
River took a timeout. We're going to keep it right here with 5.5 seconds to go before the halftime break. BG leading 10-0. Don't want to risk not seeing this last play, but little surprised that Beaver River took the timeout there.
Well, I think that was probably a good thing for them to do just because they want to make sure they know what they're in.
That's true.
You know, defensively here, because this is probably the last play of the half. So if you got to know what's going to happen here. Now BG has the ability to do the same thing and prepare, but it's a flip of the coin.
And would you rather be down 10-0 or possibly 16 or 17 or 18-0? So we'll see here with 5.5 seconds left what Coach Lormer has in his bag of tricks. I'm going to guess.
I like the big guy.
Yeah, I'm going to guess Hagorian.
The ball looks like it's about at the two.
Mm-hmm.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks
third
like
and goal, ball on the two. So here we go. Beams under center. He's going to push the pile forward, and no signal. Yeah, we do have a flag.
Oh, no, I know what this one is, too.
We got a flag with 1.4 left.
His fullback pushed him in.
Mm. That was Hagorian
coming
up behind him.
He pushed him in.
Yeah. Oh, Coach Lormer's not pleased. Yeah, he's arguing here with the Zebra crew.
He's not happy at all. I mean, it was, I think it was going to be a touchdown anyway.
Yeah, I think he was in.
He was definitely aided. He definitely was aided, but I think he might have been in already. So
Hagorian came right up behind him, and yeah, you could see it.
Yeah. And as soon as I saw the flag, I was like, oh, no. So twice, points have been taken off the board for BG.
But the good news is 1.4 seconds left. They're going to get one more crack at it here, Tim, but this is probably the absolute last.
That is really good clockwork here at BG.
Well done.
Because I tell you, I can't believe there's time left on the clock. Yeah. They're going to be pushed back a little bit.
That's true, yeah.
So it's a little bit longer. So it's still inside the 10-yard line. Third down at about six, I'm going to say.
So it still will be third down, but with 1.4, I think this is their last crack at it here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say maybe Beams is going to roll out for a little run.
Okay.
Or maybe a little play action pass. Let's see. Beams rolls out to his left. Going to tuck it and run, dives for the pylon, and no signal yet. from the official.
Oh, the referee's on the
ground. Yeah, the official got taken out there. BG's celebrating like they got in. Yes.
There it is.
Touchdown for BG as time expires in the second quarter.
The reason there was no signal was the referee got wiped out. Hopefully he's okay.
Boy, Beams, I mean, the old dive for the pylon, and he took the pylon out and the referee out after about a 7-yard run.
He outran the one defender on the edge, and when he got there, got to about the 3, he knew he was going to take a hit, and he just laid out and got in there just in time, and then they took Beams and that whole pile of tacklers right into their official.
Yeah, that looked
scary.
That was scary. There was bodies flying everywhere on that run. So our score is 16-0 for BG over Beaver River with no time on the clock. This will be BG doing the extra point duties here with Nolan Hawkins. So he had a 30-yard field goal.
Beaver River took a timeout.
Yep, Beaver River taking this timeout here to talk things over. We'll keep it right here. A 16-0 lead for BG as we get ready for the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. And make sure you check in later. We'll have all those scores for you up on my Twitter page, at Nate Lull. We'll have a lot of football scores for you. And by next week, I'm hopeful that, Tim, I'm starting a new website that will have, I always talk about putting the scores up on Twitter. It'll be a website for you non-social media people to get your scores.
That would be me.
So you'll be able to go there, Tim. So we'll talk about that next week once it's live and rocking and rolling.
Nice.
So we're going to go for the extra point here. This
so that would be one of those www. Dots.
Yeah, one of those darn things. The internet. So we're waiting for the snap here. Beaver River taking the timeout. Coaching staff came out on the field though again after that.
He was not. I don't think he was happy.
I don't think he was happy. Yeah, with that call. So they are waiting for the snap. Hold is good. No, it wasn't good. He tried a little squib, but it's going to come up short. 16-0 there is going to be our score at the half as the extra point is no good. Great first half there for the Bobcats against visiting Beaver River from Section 3. 16-0 at the break. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by